You're listening to New Order Online Radio on NewOrderOnline.com.
Bienvenue.
Bienvenidos.
Welcome to New Order Online Radio, the show brings you the past and present of the Community Project. Cover versions of New Order and Joy Division songs, along with original music and artists' interviews, here on NewOrderOnline.com. So stay tuned.
Hello everyone and welcome to New Order Online Radio Community Special Edition. This is episode 41, and tonight we have for you a song from Diastema from Finland, which covers Vanishing Point, and then Glasnost from Greece and Argentina will cover Turn. So we'll start tonight with Diastema from Helsinki, Finland, and this is a one-man band with Jukka Melander, and he covered Vanishing Point. So he also submitted an original song called Outside the Line. So we'll listen first to New Order with Vanishing Point, then we'll listen to Outside the Line from Diastema, a bit interview with Jukka, and then their version of Vanishing Point. So let's go on. Thank you.
point of no reason. I see what the man can do. I see all the hate of a woman too.
I started this project from zero. When I first time read about Community 2, I didn't have a single note ready, so first I had to make a list of songs that I would like to cover. I decided that the song should be one of the New Order's upbeat dance songs. That brilliant row of 12-inch record releases from Confusion to Round and Round was my musical highlights of 80s. So I started to think about one of those. Round and Round was my strong choice. As we know, it's the second single from Technique. And in Technique there is also two classical upbeat album tracks, Mr. Disco and Vanishing Point. Both of them has very beautiful melody and great synthesizer lines and programmings. They were perfect to cover applicants to me, and they are not so often listened than those hit singles. So I first started to process with both of them, but soon Vanishing Point was the song I wanted to finish. Vanishing Point has a very long instrumental intro. It is 1.5 minutes long, so I decided to change the whole structure of the song. I put the first vocal verse to the beginning of the song. I chose an upbeat song because I first wanted to make Arrogant Trance Anthem cover version. Before rhythm track programming, I had very simple techno trance rhythm on my mind. But when I started to work with rhythm, I became inspired with more complicated rhythms. I study African drums twice a week with teacher from Burkina Faso. I tried to program some of those rhythmics with different sounds, and finally I had two interesting rhythms ready. Those wasn't African rhythms, but those wasn't trance rhythms either anymore. Finally I had totally different Vanishing Point as I started. It sounds more organic than electronic. It has many rhythm changes. It has even orchestra themes. But there is also many familiar elements from original New Order version. Hi, this is Jukka Melander, and next you will hear Dia's Tema and my cover version of Vanishing Point on New Order Online Radio.
You're listening to Community 2 on NewOrderOnline.com.
So
I made the rhythm programming with FL Studio program. I have Yamaha MIDI keyboard and the recordings and sequencer work I made with Cubase SX2 program. And this was my first true sequencer and recording work, the first project I made from the beginning to the end. So these couple months has been very instructive, but also very stressful. I had very tiring autumn behind, and the beginning of the year was very busy, so it was little wonder that I could make this song. If the recording with computer programs was difficult, the real problem started after I have finished the original version. The song sounded great with my recording headphones and with my MP3 player, but when I burn it to CD and then listen it, it sounded totally different. The sound wasn't same. I tried to mix it again, I tried to add different effects, and finally it was ruined even when listened with headphones. After these experiments, I came back to the original mix, and that was the best version. But I have not listened it on CD player after that. So now it is exciting to hear how the song sounds on New Order Line Radio.
So that was Jukka Melander of Diastema from Helsinki, Finland. And if you enjoyed this song, please leave a comment on the artist webpage. And if you like the song, don't forget to vote for it at community.neworderonline.com. Okay, so next we move to our other contestant, which are Glasnost from Argentina and Greece, which is a long story. The band is formed of Alejo Parella, which is known on the New Order Online as Almenso, and is also a producer of this project from the beginning. It was his cover version of Ceremony that sparked the old project. And the other member of this group is Sofia Doskori from Thessaloniki, Greece, who were the lead singer of the band The Minus One that submitted two songs for the Community One competition. And the story about them is that The Minus One did the album with their version of We All Stand, Almenso did the album with his version of Angel Dust, and The Minus One did the EP with their version of Dreams Never End, and Almenso made the EP with his version of Ceremony, and of course the remix of his song Angel Dust. So it's two personal friends of mine, and they did a song that I think and I believe is one of the best version there is out there. And it's my pleasure to introduce them, so you'll listen to the song that they did explicitly together for this Community EP, and that was something I ordered, so I'm really really proud of introducing you to Nemesis, which is now Glasnost, and their version of Crystal.
Sofia Voskori.
And I am Alejo Parella.
Also known as Glasnost. New Order and Community 1 is the reason we formed our band, which at the time was known as Nemesis, but don't worry, I won't tell you all the boring little details of how we formed and why the name changed. Anyway, when the first discussions about a new community contest started, we thought it was too soon to have another one. But as time went by, we became very fond of the idea of doing a community too, so here we are, again. While trying to make up our minds about which song we'd cover, Alejo came up with a brilliant idea about Turn, the brilliant idea being doing this Maisie Star-like. I don't know whether anyone else will notice the Maisie Star influence in what we did. This way our cover sounds more introverted and ethereal, let's say. The reason we chose Turn is because we both like it a lot. Plus, it's from the new album, and since new albums tend to get neglected, as the first community proved, we felt we should be bold and give it a go. Okay, now I think it's time to let Alejo tell you the technical details.
Well, I used an electroacoustic guitar, electroacoustic bass, programmed drums, the piano and strings are from a Roland XP30, and it was all recorded in my old G3 Mac. And then it was all mixed in Chris Bentley's studio, but I won't comment on that since I really don't know which equipment he used. So ask him the next time you see him.
Back to me now. Being in a band when there's 12,000 kilometers between the band members, with me living in Greece and Alejo in Argentina, is not easy, but we manage. We're only working a little slower than if we were both physically present at the same place and time. Something that did actually happen in August 2004 when we performed live for the community release party in Buenos Aires. That's when we realized with certainty that we're good together. Right now we're preparing a demo and hoping. So ladies and gentlemen, this is Glasnost and the song is Turn.
Thank you.
So that was Glasnost and their version of Turn. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. Well, I'm a little biased because I participated into the development of this song. I heard it from the early demo stage up to the final version, and I think Chris Bentley did a marvelous job at mixing this track. And I'm really looking forward to hear Glasnost's debut album next year. So hopefully it will be done, and I wish them good luck. So that's mostly it for tonight, and of course if you enjoyed that song, just log on community.newordonline.com and vote for it, and of course leave a comment. They always welcome your comments. If you like it or don't like it, don't hesitate to say about it. And about Turn, it's supposed to be a new single out of the album that New Order released last year, and we don't know exactly when they are going to make the single out, and my personal guess is for the summer, since they are doing festivals, so it might be one of the first, probably not, time that a single will be released after the song has been covered by somebody else. The thing is, will Community 2 be released before or not? We'll never know. So that's it for tonight, and you should hear from One Order tomorrow with the next podcast. And so that was Nicola, and I wish you good night. Thank you.
And this concludes tonight's community special on Order Online Radio. See you all next time.